Buenas tardes y bienvenidos a este primer congreso sobre estudios africanos organizado por el Departamento de Lingüística de la Universidad de Málaga. Nuestro primer conferenciante invitado es el Dr. Smith, que aunque nacido en Axarquía, es actualmente profesor en la Universidad de Zimbabue, con sede en Harare, la capital del país, donde se dedica al estudio de las lenguas locales. Precisamente, en su conferencia de hoy, nos presentarán las principales lenguas habladas en Zimbabue. El Dr. Smith, además, ha traído como regalo para todos los asistentes 20 litros de vino dulce de la región, que procederemos a degustar durante la siguiente pausa. Le doy la palabra al Dr. Smith.
Thank you very much for your warm welcome. Dr. López, it is a pleasure for me to be at the University of Malaga and in this Andalusian province where I was born and grew up until the age of 5. At that age, I moved with my family to live in Harare, the capital of Zimbabwe. And from a very young age, I devoted myself to the study and preservation of the country's local languages. This is precisely what my talk will be about. I will particularly focus on the following issues. First, I will give a brief introduction to the main official languages of Zimbabwe. Secondly, I will focus on the Shona language, the most widely spoken language in the country. Thirdly, I will present the Ndebele language, the second most widely spoken language, and briefly present some of the main features of its presentation. Fourthly, I will focus on other lesser spoken languages, namely Chewa and Chibarwe languages. Let us begin with the introduction. Zimbabwe is a conglomeration of people from different ethnic and cultural backgrounds, and this makes for a rich nation in languages. In fact, according to the Guinness Book of Records, the country holds the title of most official languages in the world since 2013, with 16 official languages spoken in the country, the most popular being English, Shona, and Ndebele. Other official languages include Chewa, Chibarwe, Kalanga, Tonga, and Venda, to name just a few of the most important ones. The main native language groups are Shona and Ndebele. The rest of the languages, with the exception of English, form just a small fraction of Zimbabwe's 14 million population. The Shona language has just over 10 million native speakers, and even more speakers as a second language. Approximately 70% of the population speaks Shona as their first language, which can also be named Chishona. Harare, the capital of Zimbabwe, is made up of mainly Shona speaking. It is the most spoken language of all the Bantu group, of which the group mainly lives in Central, Southeast, and Southern Africa. Regarding the Ndebele language, it consists of approximately 2 million native speakers, most of which live in southern Zimbabwe, and most can also speak Shona as a second language. Ndebele speakers can be predominantly found in the city of Bulawayo, which is the second largest city of Zimbabwe with over 600,000 people. The city of Bulawayo is about 300 miles from the capital. Ndebele is also spoken by the Bantu group. It has around 2 million native speakers across not only Zimbabwe, but Botswana and South Africa. The form of speech of this language is very similar to the Zulu language, mostly spoken in South Africa. What makes Ndebele quite interesting in terms of pronunciation is the three click sounds, quite challenging for non-native speakers, shown with the letters C, Q, and X. For instance, on the C sound is made by placing the tip of your tongue against your gums and upper lip. The tip of the tongue is moved backwards at the same time the center of the tongue is pressed down. The resulting sound is like a sound used to express annoyance in the English language. Listen closely. The Q sound is made by raising the back of the tongue to touch the palate. At the same time, the sides and tip of your tongue touch the gums. The resulting sound is like a pop, heard when removing a cork from a bottle of wine. You try repeat this, apela, which means pay attention. After this explanation, does anyone wish to take the first steps in speaking Ndebele? For those interested, there will be an Ndebele pronunciation workshop and there are still places available. Thank you very much for your attention and I hope you will be encouraged to learn these languages.
Muchas gracias por su interesante charla, Dr. Smith. A continuación, abriremos una ronda de preguntas y seguidamente habrá una pausa para la degustación del vino de Zimbabue, cortesía de nuestro conferenciante invitado. A las 2 seguirá un almuerzo donde podrán degustar un plato de fideuá. Y a continuación, realizaremos una visita guiada al centro de la ciudad de Málaga, que se encuentra a 10 kilómetros del campus universitario. Gracias a todos por vuestra atención.